Good morning. It is a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. We start with the president and the issue of Iran. We have the president attacking Democrats. The radical left, do-nothing Democrats, says Trump, have spent the last 3 days defending the life of Qasem Soleimani. It's a tweet from Saturday. You know what bothers me, he says, when I see Nancy Pelosi trying to defend this monster from Iran. You've got Iran police shooting at those protesting now that they've admitted that they shot down the Ukrainian jetliner. You have Americans also in a new ABC News Ipsos poll. 56% of Americans say they disapprove the way Trump is dealing with escalating tensions with Iran, while 43% say they approve and they feel less safe.
Hey, David, one of the worst things about being a lying liar, which Trump is that when he says anything, about 40-something percent of the country will believe him, but the rest don't. And that's what the polls show. So if he says, for example, four embassies were going to be blown up by Soleimani, people have their doubts. His own Secretary of Defense says, well, he didn't see that, but he believes the president. What? You mean the guy who has his hand on all of the data is saying, I don't see it, but, you know, I believe in the president. He wants to keep his job. There's something that is not healthy about the way that this keeps going. Now, as far as the Iranians are concerned, there has always been a big level of discontent within the Iranian people, and they're not allowed to do that over there. Many of them get arrested and put in jail as a result of speaking their voices and protesting conditions which have been rather onerous in Iran. So you got the Republican Guard, like you had in East Germany, you had people being arrested and people being shot. That is exactly what you have in Iran. The Iranian people are good people. The leadership is not good. And as its position weakens, it gets more draconian in the way it approaches things. This is interesting, considering the fact that a few days before, they were furious about what this president in this country had done to Soleimani. But it didn't take long for the whole thing to turn around again and people get back in the street and start yelling, death to the supreme leader. That's extraordinary.
President Donald Trump now says the Senate should simply dismiss the impeachment case against him. Speaker Nancy Pelosi is warning senators they will pay a price if they block new testimony saying Americans want a fair trial. The Republican leader of the Senate, Mitch McConnell, has signed on to plan to dismiss the impeachment charges but does not have enough Senate support for it.
David, I've said it time and again, you know it, that the thing that is really at stake here is not whether the president is convicted on his impeachment charge. It's deserved, but it's not going to happen, we think. But what is interesting is how the senators, Republicans, who have been lockstep with McConnell, are now facing getting kicked out of office. And the way that it looks is McConnell's on the other end of the phone with the president saying, yes, boss, what do you want? And the president says, dismiss the charges, Mitch. And Mitch says, okay. Now, was I there? Was I on the phone? No, but it looks pretty obvious to me. And if you got 90% of the Republicans in favor of Trump, he's got a big stick to get them to do what he wants. And yet it would be impossible for them not to know what was at stake here in terms of the American democracy going forward. And we'll just see. It looks to me as if this could be the single cause that will flip the Senate to the Democrats.
Speaking of Democrats, former Vice President Joe Biden, former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, and one other. That's billionaire Tom Steyer. And he will be squaring off with those other five Democrats tomorrow night, a debate hosted by CNN and the Des Moines Register.
Well, as far as Steyer is concerned, I don't think he has a chance. However, what is going on that is fascinating, David, is that Bernie Sanders, who has been winning in some of these polls, is now directing his fire in two directions. One, at Elizabeth Warren, who is a fellow progressive. Basically, his people are saying she's not a real progressive, that she represents the other side and whatever. As a result of this, there's been some blowback. Bernie says, we all have a lot of people working for us, and you can't control what people say. But with this smoke, there's fire. Then he's also, of course, attacking Joe Biden, because that's the real competition. And while Biden is not doing that well in Iowa, he's fourth in the polls, but not by that much. There are about four of them. They're all very, very close at the top. Anything could change it. I've never liked the Iowa caucuses because that's what they are. They're caucuses. You got to show up. You don't get the vote in the traditional way. And yet they play a huge part in the way people perceive these races as going and the future. So we'll watch.
How about your I. Publius column that talks about the September 1st Senate primary coming up in Massachusetts between incumbent Senator Edward Markey and challenger Representative Joe Kennedy III? As you put it in the opening line, it's going to be a hell of a race.
It is. I frankly see Kennedy as the guy who can take this thing. Now, it's interesting because an awful lot of people who are incumbent politicians have endorsed Markey, but they'll all come around if Kennedy wins. Now, take a look at the way in which Markey is perceived. This is a guy who's been senator, but who really doesn't have an awful lot of pizzazz compared to Elizabeth Warren, the senior senator. Therefore, Markey is not that well known or, frankly, beloved in Massachusetts. And yet, a Kennedy in Massachusetts who looks like a Kennedy and sounds like a Kennedy is still a Kennedy. Remember, this is a state, David, where some people have been said to put pictures of President John F. Kennedy next to religious pictures. So I think Kennedy will have the upper hand here. His people told me yesterday that they had raised a lot more money than in the last quarter than the Markey people. You don't know what to believe. You're reading the paper one thing, their people tell you another thing. To me, it's going to be a very tough race to call, but I'm calling it right now for Kennedy.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. Starting off on a Monday. Here we go, Alan.
Here we go, David. Things are getting tough.